Blog Talk Radio.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное.
Белинского Гоголю.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо.
Job charges!
Time of the week where we let our hair down here on Blog Talk Radio and get funky with ourselves. Wow, look at this chat room. Already the chit-chatters are going at it. Big ups to Blue Goose, Carmen San Diego, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, PD of LA, Playboy's Finest, Talking Shit, Blibbidi-Blobbidi Tracy Gilmore, Uncle Bobby, and your girl, Callie. All right. Love it. I love it. Ken Moore in the chat room says his pecker is very political. Okay. Ken, do you want to elaborate on that here on the air?
Sure. It's very political because it's out. It's sexy party time, and so I'm naked. How about you?
Not yet. I think you kind of got ahead of the game there, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm just wearing a smile.
It's all good, dude. It's all good. If you folks want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm going to bring out my home skillet from the Mill Nation, Mr. VMAC. What up, you, VMAC?
What up, V? What's going down?
Oh, you know, just getting with my sexy party time going on tonight.
All right. So you had the enabler on last night, huh?
What?
I said you had enabler co-hosting last night, huh?
Oh, I had the night off last night, and Moxie filled in for me. Thank you once again, Moxie, for doing a fantastical job on my program last night. I popped into the end of the archive and said hello and chit-chatted a little bit there. But, I apologize, VMAC. See, people don't realize VMAC is the only person that calls into my show that does not have a computer. And he's never in the chat, so he has no idea what's going on when he calls in. He doesn't even know if I have a show or not. He's just calling in blindly. And he called in last night, and I apologize, VMAC. Moxie was hosting. I wasn't around, so you were kind of thrown off, I think, a little bit. But you called the right
show. But I was trying to, man. I was just the hell in there with it, man. And then, like you said, then some things happened with my stuff, man. There's these damn cricket phones, man. Cricket phones no good.
Yeah. All right. I also want to bring on another guest, a female friend of mine. Good friend of the show. Also, our in-house entertainment correspondent, your girl, Callie.
What's up, guys?
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Doing great. I love the background music. It's so very sexy.
This is more like funky, like Prince, kind of like, let's boogie a little bit. The background music is all done by musician friends of mine who did a soundtrack for a movie that I worked on, and I actually helped oversee the recording of that music, and it's all instrumental, and they recorded, I don't know, maybe like 10 or 12 songs, full songs that are just music, basically music beds, and that's one of them. Like, I use pretty much all the music beds you hear on my show here are from those from that session that those guys did. These guys are kick-ass musicians. These dudes like play with Keisha Cole, and they played with Lauryn Hill and Mary J. Blige. I mean, these guys are like session players.
Right,
these guys are no joke. I mean, they're working musicians. They're all young kids, like, you know, mid-20s probably. You know, they all work their way up playing in churches and stuff. Some of them still play in churches. Actually, the churches are like kind of like the minor leagues for a lot of soul, R&B, and hip-hop musicians, really.
So
that's where my friend Boots, I play the Coup on here all the time. My friend Boots from the Coup, like all these dudes, like that's basically all those musicians are from, have or still do play in the Coup at some point. And those guys are tight, man.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
That was probably way more information than you ever needed to know about my background fucking music bed music. But I want to get those. I want to give those homies props because nobody thinks about like, oh, hey, who played? You know, a real person played drums on that stupid little, you know, jingle in the background of Vince's show. You know, a real human being did that and got paid for it too. Actually, paid. You know, a typical session rate. Let's see. Let's bring on a blocked caller, a 111. You're on the air. What's up? Who is this?
Ooh, how you doing?
Oh, God.
Yeah. This is the
brother.
Reverend.
Just what I thought. We started off the show on such a great up note, you know. We had a nice, you know, opening, and I brought on VMAC and Ken and your girl Callie, and we're kicking it here, and we're having a good time. It's Saturday night. We're trying to get our sexy party time on, and then fucking Debbie Downer. That's right.
The new panty sniffer.
All I got to say
the sheriff, as he's called, has apparently lost his way. A little dog, little puppy dog's lost his way and wandered out of the Debbie Daly Network and somehow meandered his way over here to my program. And I thought we were done with Nature Boy, quite frankly. I was pretty sure that he defected 100% over to Debbie Daly. He went basically from being a troll on my show to being a co-host on Debbie Daly's show. So go figure.
Wow.
Anyways. Yeah, even you. Yeah, hey, so all those trolls out there that are listening, hey, even you can make it big time. You never know. You never know. You troll a show hard enough, you might end up hosting a show one of these days.
On the network.
That's right.
On the network of all places.
Are we
too.
On the network?
Yeah. We're totally. Are we on the network?
We're on the network.
Yeah, we're on the network. Yeah.
Oh my God, Vince, you missed it.
What happened, dude?
I'm sure you've heard of EJ and the Bear, right?
I've heard the name. I'm not really familiar with them. What's up? What happened?
Guess who they had as their guest tonight? They run a cool show, Asia Ferreira.
Oh, really? The porn star. The porn star.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, not the one, not the chick that's in Wayne's World, but her sister, right?
Asia
Aren't they related?
Carrera. I don't know.
Are those two chicks related?
Asia is
Carrera,
no longer.
Pia and Asia Carrera. I always thought they were the same person, actually. I thought they were the same person, and she had, like, her stage name for, like regular movies and her stage name for porn. Because it looks like the same chick, almost.
But they had her as a guest. She is very, very smart and very funny.
Really? And that was tonight?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I got to check that out. That's EJ and the Bear. All right, I'll go look for that. Once I'm done with my show.
Yeah, well, naturally. It was my
first
time
listening. That's great. That's awesome, dude. See, that's the beauty of BTR is it opens up aspiring talk show people or out-of-work talk show people or out-of-work Hollywood actors like us, Ken, we can get mm-hmm. B-level celebrities come on here and talk because, like,
well,
in the past...
We got your girl, Callie.
What?
Your girl, Callie. You was talking about B-level celebrities. There you go. There's an example.
Thank you. I don't consider myself a celebrity, though, but thank you, I guess.
Thank you, very nice.
I think, so I'm flattered. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless, so that's a first. Hello?
Oh, hey, baby, how you doing? Sorry.
I was like, hello?
Hello?
Did the network go down?
Hello?
I interrupted Vince's train of thought on that, and I guess.
The only hello I have is Larry's hello, but it's more of like, hello, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Ken, you know what you were just doing?
Hatred, Greg.
Now, go figure.
I do want to tell you, Vince, that I'm having my own reality show.
For reals?
Yeah.
Wow, can I be in it?
Yeah, when I go to San Jose.
Yeah, bring your reality show to San Jose. Actually, I'm going to be in. I'm moving up to San Francisco. I'm going to be. Yeah, so bring it to San Francisco or San Jose. It doesn't matter. I'll go anywhere. I don't care. I'll come to Modesto or Los Banos to be in a reality show. I don't give a shit.
I don't go to Los Banos unless I have to. But production starts in March, and so we plan to go to San Francisco and do, like, the whole Golden Gate Bridge kind of thing. So
yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah. I can just be like some guy that like bumps into you on the way and like starts yelling at the camera and like saying I'm gonna sue you for slander and libel.
You know, I have to print out a whole bunch of things about that, like so people don't get all butthurt if I use their image.
Okay.
I don't want to get sued.
Wow, I'm actually impressed. We got two people, one in the chat room and one on there, that are going to do their own reality-type shows.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Iconoclast TX is going to be in a reality show, too.
Really?
He's filming a reality show for, I think it's Viacom is who's producing it, and I guess it hasn't been sold to a particular network yet. They're still kind of shopping it around. I guess it hasn't even been shot yet. So, but
Viacom is own. It's like MTV and VH1 and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's like this. He's not the main character or anything, but he's part. He's kind of a crucial character in the whole storyline of the show. Apparently, it's some salon or something that somebody's designing, and that some famous guy is designing in Dallas. This guy that I guess is big in Hollywood, he's going back to his roots, I guess, to Dallas, and he's doing some ultimate salon experience in Dallas, and he has enlisted the services of our good friend Iconoclast TX, of all people. And he's talked about it on his show a couple of times, and if you call into a show, he'll tell you about it or give you an update on what's going on. But I don't think, again, that's another show that's not, you know, they haven't filmed it yet.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah, mine's going to be on online. So I'm not waiting for MTV. I'm just doing it myself. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Unless somebody sucks you in, like Iconoclast TX, you got to just do it yourself.
Yeah, Callie, I mean, like, go ahead.
When you become famous, will you sign my boobs?
Sure, I will. No problem.
Great.
Yeah. Also, I'm trying to work in Seattle. They have this contest that they're looking for a morning show host. So I am entering. Mm-hmm.
So if they ask you to flash your boobs, would you flash your boobs?
No, I wouldn't.
She's got standards. She'll sign mine.
I have a pretty gigantic one, so, like, people run into them.
Yes, she does. I've seen pictures. They're humongous. Like, one of them's the size of my fucking body.
Wow.
Humongous, dude.
Oh my god!
You don't want to mess with that, dude.
You got
punched out. Yeah, you're gonna get a black eye, bro.
She's one of those.
No, for real. That's why I do not run. Okay, that's why I do not run or work out.
Vince, are you saying she's one of those that if you were to motorboat her, she wouldn't? One of her boobs would knock you out.
Yeah.
So you're saying when you go bra shopping, they just give you two pillowcases and a rubber band and say good luck?
Pretty much. I can't stop at any other store. There's like one store that I have to buy from. Or I have to order online.
So what
you wear? Let me guess, like what you got, 46 double D?
Nope, bigger.
Probably F.
Bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they're probably fucking quadruple Z's, dude.
Bigger. Don't you got barrel
roll. Anyway.
Yeah. Why is everyone in the chat room be like, what the hell is my vision? It's a secret.
It's actually a we're gonna take guesses right now. If you want to submit guesses, the first one to get it correct gets a signed copy of one of Callie's bras.
All right. Okay, I'll take a guess. 52E.
Ken Morris says 44EE.
No.
Bigger or smaller?
Bigger than E. Hold on. I'm just seeing the ABCs in my head. And
oh no. God. I'm scared now.
No. What did you say?
I said 48 quadruple Z.
Z is wrong. Totally. That's like totally crazy.
I'm
not telling you like the size. I'll tell you the
Sagittarian
cup.
Sagittarian thinks you're an F cup.
No. I am not.
Yeah,
wrong.
The Iconoclast is just finding out that Angel is an angel.
Oh.
She's
Ken
hot.
Is wrong.
She's smoking hot. Ken is wrong. A G is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
M?
No.
Jesus, Iconoclast, if I didn't know any better, I would think that you're straight, dude. I've looked in the chat room two times, and one time you're saying that you love big breasts, big tits.
Every
and then,
gay man loves
no,
that,
no,
though.
He says, I love big
every
boobs.
Gay man.
And then
my
the next time I look
them.
Down, he's telling Angel how breathtakingly gorgeous she is.
Have
I'm starting
converted?
To wonder now about Iconoclast.
Yeah, I think he's confused.
Yeah.
Maybe Iconoclast is an out-of-work voice actor, and he's trying to play the gay role.
Oh, God.
It's all coming together now, Ken. That's right. We're putting the pieces together right now. Notice how Moxie is in the chat, but she's sleeping, and she's not on the show. That's because Moxie is busy right now. You know why? Take a guess what show or shows she's doing right now. Just take a wild
Debbie
guess. Okay. Debbie Daly? No, she already did David. She does do David Daly's show, but she already did it. It's over. It's
the Common Prostitute.
There's shows on that. I'm talking about shows that are on the air right now. Go to the on air. Go to blogtalkradio.com/on air. Open it in a separate window. Don't close my chat, you idiots. I'll tell you right now, okay? Right now, if you look at that opening page there, there's what, like 12 shows on right now? Of those 12 shows, Moxie is doing 4 of them right now.
Really?
Let's see who can guess, if you can guess which one she's doing.
Sex Workers
Unite. Radio.
Wait, one at a time. Okay, VMAC, your guess first. Wait, VMAC, you don't have a computer, you have no clue. All right.
I had a request. I just get the thing to unsolved mystery, so when we unsolve something, we can play that.
I can tell you. Let me do this. I'll tell you the names of the show the show hosts that are on right now, and you can guess which one Moxie might be.
All
just
right.
Say yes or no if you think it's Moxie. HME Radio.
No.
Okay. The King Noble Master.
No.
Okay. Jerry Williams ESPS.
No.
Okay. Poetically Spoken.
Yes.
You got one right. Okay. The Key West Show.
Yes.
All right. African Warlord X.
No.
Okay, you got one right, you got two wrong so far. I'll tell you what they are in a second. The Jim Clark Show.
No.
Donnie B Radio.
No, that's music. I know Donnie B.
All right. Conservative TNT.
Yes.
The Common Prostitute.
Yes.
Rant and Rave Radio.
Yes.
Yo Street Radio.
No.
Self-Made 20101?
No.
Oh. Yeah, okay. You did pretty good, VMAC. You did really well. Ken, who do you think Moxie is? Well, you know, actually, Ken knows. I'm not even going to ask Ken. Callie, who do you think Moxie is of all those shows?
Let's see, The Common Prostitute.
Uh-huh.
Just
four of them, remember. And VMAC got almost all of them.
HME Radio.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Rant and Rave Radio?
Rant and Rave Radio. Nope.
Poetically Spoken?
Yes. Yes.
So two.
Got one right.
Actually,
Moxie
two,
is doing Moxie's doing poetically spoken radio right now. What else?
BMAC
got that right, too. BMAC got that right, too. Go ahead. What was that?
But I thought you said The Common Prostitute.
Yes, correct. Moxie is also The Common Prostitute. There's two. What other ones? There's two more. Let's see if you can get them.
That she's on or?
She's on the air right now. The people that I said, like, open up On Air in another window, blocktalkradio.com/on air. Guess which we already got two of them. Poetically Spoken and
The Jim Clark Show.
Who?
The Jim Clark Show.
No, incorrect. That's Ken.
King Noble Master.
Oh, good guess, but no, that's me. I'm doing that right now.
What the fuck? Conservative TNT.
Correct. You got three of them.
Three.
One more out there.
What the fuck? She on, like, African Warlord?
Yes, you got it. Oh, my God. We have a winner. Yes, you're correct. Your girl,
tell her
Callie,
what she wins.
Your girl, Callie, and VMAC, we're going to send both of you together on an all-expense-paid trip to where to, Ken? That's right, Boise, Idaho. Right, you're gonna have 1.5 fun-filled nights in Boise, Idaho. We're gonna put you up at the Super 8 Inn, huh?
All right.
What the fuck are we gonna do there?
Hey, there we can be in a we can be in a land of potatoes.
We got some fun bags. We might have some fun with those, huh?
Boise, Idaho. Well, you can travel to Salt Lake City and visit the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
We can see the sister wives? No, wait, they moved to Nevada. Damn.
That's right. Good times. Good times here on your Saturday night party. Sexy time, kids. The fun is just beginning. I'm here with Ken Moore, your girl Callie, VMAC, and, oh, Jesus. Is this Nature Boy again? Hello? 111. Locked caller, you're on the air.
Yes, it's the Nature Boy, as always.
Woo!
Debbie Daly, that's all I have to say. Debbie Daly.
Woo!
She's great, isn't she? Isn't she lovely? Debbie Daly is my new friend, and she's your friend too, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Debbie Daly. She is one of a kind. And I want to make this breaking news announcement on behalf of Debbie Daly. And that is, Moxie, you are a bitch. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That is our breaking news tonight. Moxie is a big bitch. Back to you, Vince.
Great. Thanks, Nature Boy. Bits of the Bay here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number if you want to join me for your Saturday with blah blah blah. Join me here on your Saturday night party sexy time with Vince in the Bay. In the Bay. All right. Yeah, I'm going to come back with my my panel here. We're having a good time talking about Callie's fun bags. We're going to get back into that in a second. If you want to join us, the number, once again, 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and it's great to have all you beautiful people here with me tonight. I love you. Call me now. Yes. Hey, Nature Boy. Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. How are all my lovers doing? The lovely, beautiful people in the chat room. I'm thinking of, I don't know, Angel, Blue Goose, Guest 72, Guest 74, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Moxy, PD of LA, Pegasus 031475. Torque 64, Uncle Bonnie, and your girl, Callie. Oh, yeah. I love all of you. I love all my callers, too, except for Nature Boy, who's still here and won't go away. I don't know why. He's got Debbie, right? Doesn't he have the network? All right. Let's take a call here. 440 area code. You're on the air. What's going on?
Can you play Lady Gaga?
Yeah, I will. Who's this?
Oh, no, wait. Can we play any song?
No, not any song. I'll play some Gaga. But who are you? Identify yourself.
What do you mean, identify myself?
I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. I'll play some Lady Gaga for you. All right. Anyways, I'm back with my panel here. Ken Moore, your girl Callie, VMAC, and unfortunately, Nature Boy.
Hey,
Nature
Vince.
Nature Boy can suck my cock.
Oh. You have a cock, too?
I do.
Wow.
Randy Savage.
Dude, Nature Boy, this is horrible. It's a horrible rendition. Like, come on. We all know that you're not the real dude. Like, it's just like, I want to cry because you're so horrible. Like, I'm sorry. You just suck. I hate to tell you that, but you just suck. So,
Who?
What?
Who sucks? You got their phone number?
Nature Boy, but apparently his phone number's blocked, so we can't give it over on air, so.
Damn it.
I know, right?
Yeah, he's not the jet ride limousine. You know, he's not that guy.
It's horrible. It's a horrible, like, I'm trying to think of it. I can't even think of the whole little, I guess it's a little act, I guess. It's horrible.
I haven't found someone to do a good impersonation of Ric Flair yet.
There's no one, you know, but him that can do it.
Yeah, he's a rich
man. Hey, I think it's, you know, I'm all for random shit, and to me, Nature Boy Ric Flair is random enough to be funny to me, but at a certain point, you got to take it beyond that, just that the novelty of something that's kind of like off the wall and random, and I don't care if he sounds exactly like him or not. It doesn't make a difference to me. He's just a character, you know.
Yeah, I just like to bash him. Makes me feel good.
Well, that's because you hate. You're a hater.
I know. I'm shaking on that hater aid, man.
Unlike me,
I like to get him in a steel cage match.
I'm a lover, by the way. I don't know if you noticed my little... I can go over it again. I love every single one of you who are in the chat room right now. And if
do
I had the time, the
so
capabilities
well
here, I would make love to each and every one of you. I'm going to have to warm up my Learjet, and I guess I'll have to just start... I go into Modesto, picking up Callie. Then I'll have to fly to, and then I'll do Callie on the way over to Milwaukee. Pick up VMAC. He can have me my slappy seconds of Callie as we fly over to Ohio, and I'll pick up Angel. And then I'll make sweet love to Angel while we fly to to Dallas, where we'll pick up Iconoclast TX.
Woo!
And I'll go down on Iconoclast TX while we fly to Oh, yeah, we also have to pick up Debbie Daly while we're there, too. She's in Dallas, right?
Yeah, I put her in the table thing so she can bounce them on the table.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even want to. Wow, you just gave me a visual there, dude.
We're on the network.
All right, I got another caller here, 440. What's up?
I called at, where's my Lady Gaga?
All right, here's your Lady Gaga. I'll be right back.
From the Bay, and so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay you're gay. I don't know what's that about, Vince.
Man, I hope. Well, yeah, I don't know. I was gonna say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that.
No, I'm pretty sure
that
he's talking about the other gay.
Man, that's sad, man. It don't even matter, man.
Saying that he's not. I don't think.
Really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking he's gay. That's not good.
Right.
But if, you know, if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay.
Yeah.
And that's why you're saying you're not gay. So,
yeah
you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay, because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
Yeah.
Join me now. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back. Oh, yeah, I'm not gay. No, seriously, I'm not gay. I like women. I would love to have hundreds of it all the time, all day long.
I woke up one day in Vacaville, round the corner from the pen, fast house on the hill. All the homies in the pen, straight locked down. But I gotta get dressed and hit the Oak Town. I saw Randy Austin on the telephone early in the morning, but he still ain't home. So I called that bank and see what's up. He said, meet me at the studio at 2 o'clock. I got dressed, smoking on some serious dank. Grab my keys off the table in a big old bank. I hit Interstate 80 and I'm rolling. Still burning and I'm smoking. I was on my way to San Jose to the stereo shop to make my music play. Cause one amp shut down and the bass ain't playing. Didn't take long for Joel and James to have me slumping. So I call up Boo. What's up, nigga? What you about to do? He said, kick it back, just waiting on the fellas. About to go see them jealous. I say this shit sounds good to me. I can't go though, gotta hit Myrtle Street. Past the acorns on my way, bitch. Just another day. Every day in the motherfucking Oak Town. Just another motherfucking day for short dog. You know what I'm saying? Roll up to the studio. Lay down some funky beats. Drink some of that old English. Smoke some fat ones. Fuck with my partner. Big Banks came through and started mixing. Sitting in the studio, kick back listening to some funky ass shit from the Dangerous Crew. David D came through with F and Blue. Shorty B rolled up smoking fat ones. Pee Wee had a crew in the back room. Goldie had the traps giving head breaking off. Rapping rhyme that diddly dog. Twin 1 and 2 were telling stories. Pop beating down niggas for the glory. Had to catch a plane that 9 year old out of town. Everybody getting high, trying hard to clown. I had to go shopping before it's time to leave. Rolled on out like a player. Hot ass day, bitches everywhere. I'm leaning hard to the left like a big shot. Checking out the hoes, seeing who is getting knocked. Cause when you fuck with shorts, you get fucked quick. I run some drama on your ass to make you suck dick. Ride through the old thing, beaming it slow. Talking that shit about niggas on the phone, drive crazy. Trying to tear up shit. It's just another day in Oakland, D.I. Yeah, them niggas from East Oakland be driving crazy than a motherfucker, man. Niggas over there on 84, Beamer, niggas always talking about us. Just how we drive on the floor, man, you know. Doing donuts and shit, running all up on the curb. Racking up new cars and shit, nigga. Really don't know, that's some hokey shit, bitch. It was me, Jock, Beamer, and T-Lo. Boo, Kiki, Flow Motion, and P.O. Spud, Juju, Frog, and Big E. Getting high on Oral Street. Bub, Joe, Ray, CeCe, and Mark. Rolling both deep from Sobrani Park. Howard came through from the B-Town. Motherfuckers getting high, it's going down. It's the same every day, every day it's the same. But that night we hit the hoop game. Who was playing? Seattle versus Golden State. Hollered at the homeboy Gary Payton. After the game, we went to his house. NBA jams turned us out. Niggas talking loud, slamming bones. Any kind of way to get your gamble on. Bet, all you kept hearing was bet. Dice game on the pool table, fuck that shit. So I got to the airport, just another day for Too Short. Yeah, I do that kind of shit, you know. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing, little bitch. Showed off in the motherfucking house. Kicking it with QD3 on the LA scene. Ain't no thing, baby, cause we coming up in the game, that's how we do it. We getting money, and we go here and there, and we clock the bank, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I was high as fuck on the airplane. Thinking to myself about street game. How a black man will do you in a minute. Walk around the corner, see some shit and get in it. How the police always trying to catch us. Fell asleep
smoked up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass nigga from the 5th and the 3rd. Take your ass there, nigga, fuck what you heard. Next night we did a show in New Orleans. Same gangsta, same old scene. Yelling at 7th at 9th Ward. I seen my homies from the 3rd and the 4th. It was me, Big Dog, and the Edgard Posse. Having fun and you just can't stop me. I did a show in Birmingham, Alabama. They caught an airplane to Atlanta. I heard about the motherfucking freak nick. Pop that shitty hoe, fuck that weak shit. You should have seen all the bitches on the street. Niggas from Detroit was deep. All my partners from the O flew up. And they was slaying that dunky stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland. Kicking back, talking about we ain't leaving. BX, we ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. You know. Get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club, so you know, F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to Lil Durl. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita. My brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day.
Here with you on Blog Talk Radio, and I want to welcome back everybody, and also want to take a quick second to for our affiliates to identify themselves.
We're on the network.
And I'm Vince the Bay. It's your Saturday night party sexy time. I'm here with Ken Moore and your girl Callie and VMAC and... Also, the 440's back. What's going on?
Hey, before I go to bed, can you play one more song?
What? What do you want?
I just had sex by Akon.
What was that?
How old are you?
I just had sex by Akon and Lonely Island.
Yeah, no, but what's the name of the song you want me to play?
I had sex.
I know.
Does
but
your mom know?
What's the song? What's the name of the song you want us to play for you? I mean, I got a lot of stuff on here. I played Lady Gaga. That's not
song,
a Lady Gaga
Vince.
Song, is it? Oh.
No, it's by Akon and the guys from SNL.
Oh, that. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, here.
How old are
you? What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Ryan, hey Ryan, thanks for calling in, bro. Appreciate it. Here you go. This is for you. If anybody wants to join me here with my esteemed panel, the number is 347-826-7667 before I get to this track for Ryan.
It's like 14.
Ryan,
you probably have watching.
Even
right
if you're
now.
On the West Coast, you should be in bed, dude. Seriously,
was that
bro.
Sex by himself or herself?
Oh, I don't even want to know. Please don't. Like, I don't. We have no idea.
We don't
want to
know.
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay, so I'm gonna play a song. Here you go, Ryan. This is just for you. This is Akon. I'll be right back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. In the bay. 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 Okay. That's right. Vince in the bay. Back here with you. That's right. A little bit of Akon there with I Just Had Sex. I'm Vince in the bay, and I just had sex with myself. What do you think of that?
Patriot Greg.
Oh, pardon me. Anyways. Ken Moore, your girl Callie, and VMAC are back, as well as callers, assuming they call in now at 347-826-7667. We go to the phone lines. We have a caller now from the 302 area code. Go ahead, 302. You're on the air. Please identify yourself.
Delaware.
My name is Randy.
Yeah, I'm from Delaware. Are you from Delaware?
Who?
Hello?
Yeah, who? I'm sorry, Randy?
Yeah, my name's Randy.
Yeah, what's going on, Randy? What's on your mind?
Nothing, just sitting here, hanging out, jerking off, you know, watching some porn. And,
Me too. But seriously, what's new?
Just sitting here, jerking off, thinking about little boys. And, you know, just the usual.
All right. I appreciate you sharing. And once again, if you want to join us here, kids, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. And I'm your audio erotic host for the next hour now. We're already into our second hour. This is amazing. The show is moving right along. Slipping and a sliding like my hand over my cock moments ago as I was pleasuring myself with some Vaseline. Vaseline being one of our sponsors. If you also like to lube yourself via the Vaseline, we encourage you to do it. We do it here at your Saturday night party sexy time. We appreciate Vaseline being a proud sponsor of tonight's program.
It's medicated kind.
I'm sorry, what was that, VMAC? I didn't hear that.
I said, especially the medicated kind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very well, then. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Callie. Yeah, I found that video already, but I appreciate that. That's great effort. Yeah, I don't have that. I just had sex thing, and I'm not going to play it right away. I'm not going to get it on in time to play it on my show. Well, maybe I will.
Or 14-year-old? No, I'm cool. I would be like, go to bed, please. Who's ready for the Super Bowl?
I am. Let's party. Let's do this. The Pro Bowl is on Sunday. That's tomorrow, the Pro Bowl. What's going on with the Pro Bowl, VMAC? Do you have any thoughts, any anecdotes? Or on the Super Bowl matchup?
It's just gonna suck. I may watch it, I may not. I'm just waiting on the Steelers to come kick Green Bay's ass.
Oh, shit. I don't know. It looks like it's gonna be a tough match.
I think it's gonna be. Yeah, absolutely.
Patriot Greg.
I think. The person or the play for it?
Patriot Greg.
Patriot Greg.
Whoa. That.
You know what it is?
I'm loading up that goddamn YouTube video. I just had sex. I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm not going to get shut up. I don't want to mess up.
Hey, whoa.
I think I might have a romance.
Patriot Greg.
You're getting your Dark Vader wrong, Greg.
Vince, you're breaking up.
Patriot Greg.
Patriot Greg.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Uh-huh.
Is he hot?
All right. I'm back on the goddamn telephone, you pieces of shit.
Calm down. Calm down. Breathe in.
Patriot Greg.
Is Patriot Greg hot?
You haven't seen him? Oh, yeah. He's like, he looks like Dolph Lundgren, but younger.
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, he's totally hot.
I will break you.
He, instead of like 6-pack abs, he's got 8-pack.
Would you bone him?
If I was gay, yeah.
Yeah. B-Mac,
all right, folks,
him?
if you want to join us, the number's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay with Ken Moore. We also have your girl Callie and V-Mac. If you guys are new to the program, if you call in, you could, first of all, you call 347-826-7667. Once you get into the queue, you press 1 to raise your hand, and that lets me know that you want to join the conversation here on the air. And we'll continue here with our panelists, and I'm going to try to get my Skype connection, Patriot Greg issues worked out a little bit. So while I do that, let's take another little brickety break, and let's party with some more party tunage. Via Brick. I'm Vince in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay. Bay.
Thank you.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Callie, are you still there?
I'm still here. What's up?
Right on, sister.
Where is everyone else?
Kenmore, are you, have you adjusted your crotch? Ready to party?
Oh, I've been waiting.
All right. And let's go to the, we have a caller now, area code 330, you're on the air, what's up?
Hello, sir, my name is Phil Davidson.
Hey, Phil, what's going on, bro?
I got a quick question for you, man.
Sorry, don't have time, appreciate it, though. We're just trying to jam in all these calls right now. We got too many. You got to give us a call at 347-826-7667. That's the independent line. We also have a line for Republicans. That number is 347-826-7667. The Democratic line is the Democratic line is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm not on Yay, but I do have your girl Callie here with me. Your girl Callie.
I'm on Yay.
No. Are you?
No. Not bad. What were you saying, Vince?
This is what I'm saying. I'm saying I am so stoked to look into my chat room and see the likes of Angel, Blue Goose, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Moxie, TV of LA, Pegasus 031475, Space Poet, Your Girl Callie. That's what I like seeing right there. That gets my loin. That gets my loin tingling, sister. What do you think of that?
I think it's an amazing thing. I think Space Poet should call in, and I think Iconoclast should call in.
And Angel.
Okay, and
Pegasus. And Moxie. And Blue Goose. And that would be it, pretty much. And any of the guest people, too.
I really wanted to know the guy's question, though. And you, fully hung up on him.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what his question was?
What?
I'll tell you what his question was. It had something to do with the N-word, or doing something with little boys. All right?
Kitties.
Like the guy before.
I mean, the guy called in earlier. Come on, I'm not that stupid. I've been trolled and crank called enough to know the pattern and pick up on it. I know. Just trust me.
Okay.
Patriot Greg.
We love you, Patriot Greg. Oh, you know what? Patriot Greg hasn't done his blessing on the show yet. Let's let him do his blessing on the show. All right. Here we go.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Block Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We on the network?
We're on the network.
Cletus.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was major.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Hatred, Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Hatred, Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on the show.
Jesus Christ. Get them off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch in the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up!
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay?
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, right, me.
Vince is a slump troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
This is a sort of not strictly folk music. It's more of a folk and bee.
Folk and bee jam.
Right, yeah. Okay. Right,
flight business time.
Flight to the Concord.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah. It's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh yeah. That's right. We go brush our teeth. That's all part of it. That's foreplay. You go sort out the recycling. That's not part of it, but it's still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that ugly, baggy t-shirt from that team building exercise you did for your old work. And it's never looked better on you. Oh, wah, 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 wah. I take off my trousers and trip over them, but I turn it into a little dance that makes you think, yum, he's very sexy. Now I'm down to just my socks. And you know, when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. It's time for business. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
You know, when I'm wearing my socks, it's business time. They're business socks.
It's business.
Ooh, yeah. Make a love for, make a love for two, make a love for 2 minutes, that's right, almost finished. When it's with me, you only need 2 minutes, because I'm so intense. You say something like, is that it? But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, that's it. 2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven. You tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. Oh, but I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over.
Oh, yeah. Vince in the Bay. Right back here with you now. Ken Moore's still with me. We lost VMAC, but we gained Iconoclast TX. What a do, Iconoclast TX.
Salut, Vincent. How are you today?
Oh, Well, my wee-wee is very ready to it's very
your
happy.
French is not
ready,
very
ready
good,
is
it? No, not very good. Your Americans and your French, it's so scary.
It's non-existent, actually.
Oh, well, that explains it. That explains it.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm doing very good.
Are you being French because you're trying to lure Angel, a certain Angel? I mean.
Oh, please, you know that I do not want the Angel that way. I just like Angel because she is so beautiful. You know, we French, we just love the beauty. That's all there is to it. It's the beauty.
I want
yeah,
to take my class to talk to me in French.
Hang on a second. We're not done with the Angel. We're not done with the Angel yet. All right, Callie? We'll get to you in a second. We also have to do... What else do we have to do before we get to you? We have to do Desert Rose. We have to do...
Oh, my God!
Moxie. We have to do Pegasus. And we get to you at the... Actually, you're at the very bottom, Callie. We'll get to you eventually, though. Stick around.
Thanks. OMG.
Callie, but the bright thing is, the more we do before you, the longer we last when we get to you.
Yeah, we'll have so much stamina. We'll be just like... You'll be... It'll be more than you'll ever need.
I'm not saying this as a mean, like I'm not, but like, why do I want like everyone's like seconds and thirds and fourths and fifths?
Oh,
I don't
it's more like
the only one.
Yeah. Fine. It's all.
And
it's
how
all
do I know where they've been?
It's all good. We're everybody's gonna use protection. We'll be come on. We're smart. We're adults. We're adults.
Dental dams. They'll be using dental dams.
Oh, that's right. I'm gonna have. I actually will be fully encased in latex.
Cool.
One of those
okay.
Blue Man outfits.
Yeah, all the way like the only like, my mouth will just be an opening for my mouth. That's it.
And I'm using rental trap because I'm poor like that.
Oh my God.
Y'all are crazy.
Trey, no, we're not. It's late. It's just late.
It is way late on a Saturday. Oh, it's actually a Sunday now. Here, anyway.
It is Sunday.
It's Sunday here.
A super Sunday away from a Super Bowl Sunday.
We have to get up for brunch tomorrow. I have to get up early. Yuck.
Dude, so you're in Dallas, Iconoclast. Is the town, like, really getting a buzz for the Super Bowl yet, or what? Is it?
Yeah, actually,
it,
you know... Dallas is turning all the downtown skyscrapers blue, like they're being lit with LEDs blue for the one of the teams. I don't know about all this because I'm gay, but the other team, the AFL or whatever team, and there is red in Fort Worth. So yeah, and they're putting posters everywhere and getting ready for everything. Yeah, it's a huge deal. Huge deal here.
You think it's going to be a positive thing for the economy there? Do you think, you know, there's got to be around this time, this week is Super Bowl week, is that's when it really starts kicking off, like Monday. It's probably going to start getting hectic, but I'm sure like you're already noticing people in town.
Well, yeah, I mean a little bit, but like you said, like this coming week or so, the next couple of weeks are really going to be bad. And for me, it just sucks because of all the freaking traffic and the people who don't know where they're going. And I don't know. I'm kind of a bitch about
it. You cuss them out?
No, I didn't cuss them
really?
Out. No, I wouldn't cuss them out.
I don't mean to sound like mean or whatever, but like if I like look at the person's license plate, I'd be like, fuck, no wonder why they're not from California. They don't know how to drive.
Well, no. If I'm driving, yeah. I thought you meant like in person, like in New York. Somebody's like, fuck you, where are you going? You know, what kind of thing. But no.
Oh, no, no.
No, but yeah, I get road rage really bad, actually. I don't know if you can believe that, but I do. I'm like, motherfucker.
Oh, it's so easy to do it. If you really know how to drive, it's so easy to do it, though.
Oh,
there's
totally.
little subtle things you can do to, like, get back at people. Like, you know, short of, like, running people off the road, obviously, but you can
just irritate them.
Yeah, you cut them off and slow down in front of them and just make... Whatever, you can just do something just fucked up. Like, the thing I always like to do, one of my favorite things is to do is, huge pet peeve of mine, you're driving on the freeway, and there's the idiot that forgot the blinkers on, right? And they, and like, for like, you're following this person for like a mile and a half, you're like, God damn, this asshole does not know his blinkers on it. Can he not hear the fucking tick, tick, tick bullshit?
I know, I so say it to myself.
And so
too.
what I used to do, I used to always like speed up in front of them and then like almost like cut them off with my blinker on, and then once I cut them off with my blinker on, keep my blinker on and just sit in front of them with my same blinker on doing the same thing until they fucking sit there, and then all of a sudden their blinker goes off. And then they feel fucking stupid and I take off.
See, last time I did that, it was last summer, and I cut this guy off who was like being a complete fucking asshole and just like getting in front of me, pulled in front of me in my lane, and I was about to turn, and I was like honking at him, motherfucker, you know, and then we're about to get on the highway, and he pulls out in front of me, and we're speeding, I'm in my car, he's in his piece of crap anyway, and he's like going beside me. And then he actually, like, swerved into me, like, to try to hit me, and I swerved and almost hit the curb. And ultimately, I sped up, and he sped up, and then he actually did hit me and knocked me off the road. So now I'm, like, much more calm about it because I don't want to actually get in a fucking accident again. So it's you gotta be careful, you know.
I just want to thank all you road ragers.
He
drove
away.
I want to thank all you road ragers. Can I? All you road ragers, thank you very much. You keep me employed. Thank you.
Patriot Greg.
Well, you
it was his fault.
How do we keep you? How do we keep him employed?
I'm an accident reconstructionist.
Oh.
Wow.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
You know what sucks, though, about that is, Ken, is that like he drove off, right? It was a hit and run, basically. And I started following him, and I called 911. I was, like, speeding on the highway following him, and the 911 operator was like, get off the road right now and go back to where you were. Do not follow him. And I was, like, writing down his phone number or whatever. Not his phone number, his license plate. And they found him, I mean. Eventually they found the guy, but they never did anything to him. They didn't do shit to him. They said it was up to the insurance companies and everything else. I'm like, hello, it was a hit and run. Isn't that a crime? So
Was it in Dallas?
Yes, it was Dallas.
That's probably why a lot of major cities that will not prosecute something so trivial.
Well, it's trivial to them, but not to me. Yeah. My car had like $6,000 worth of damage.
But you got to think about it. It's a hit and run as long as there's no injury. It's not a crime against person. It's a crime against property.
That's the rational way to think about it, but it pissed me off.
Well, I totally understand that, but they're not going to prosecute because they don't have the space in jail because they're too busy prosecuting somebody walking down the street with a joint.
Exactly. It's so fucking stupid. I mean, the people who are smoking pot, you're putting them in jail. Give me a break.
And that was the politics of the night. That
that's just legal in California, so...
I know. I live in fucking Texas where everything is fucking illegal unless you're white Anglo-Saxon heterosexual Protestant who does what the big boys want you to do. But anyway, that's another story.
But
you can come live with me in California.
Okay, I will.
But, Icono.
Yeah.
The stars are bright.
Oh, my God. I am not singing that song. Oh, my God.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Is everything bigger in Texas?
Oh, absolutely. Every guy, every woman's boobs, every woman's hair, you know, everything's bigger in Texas. It's true.
Or I should move to Texas.
Yeah, if you like big dicks, then you should move to Texas, yeah.
Okay.
And somebody with big boobs like you would fit in just fine, yes. Yes.
The size matters.
You and the girls.
Me and the girls, you know.
Yeah.
Because according to Asian Carrera...
Oh, my God.
She said size doesn't matter. She says 7 inches erect is more than enough.
The motion of the ocean, baby.
Who said this?
Asia Carrera. She was a porn star. She said that she had a rule when she was working that she would not perform with someone who was 8 inches. She says...
Well...
Patriot Greg.
It depends on the girl. Like her vagina could be short or longer depending on different, you know, physical attributes like her hip size and stuff like that. And so that's why some girls have short, like deep vaginas, and some girls have shallow ones. And so if
you have
a shallow one, they're not going to want a big, huge, long dick poking them all the way up to their gut. But if you have a deeper one, you're going to want a bigger dick. And also, if it's thicker, it feels better because you can feel it goes on the walls more. I know about all this because I've had plenty of girlfriends, so not that way. But, you know, like friends who are
I wonder what mine is.
Well, do you like big dicks?
Now that you bring that up, oh my God, I wonder what mine is.
It depends on what you like. So whoever that porn star is you're talking about, which I'm not familiar with, obviously, Ken, she probably has a shorter vagina. She's probably more petite, has a shorter vagina and smaller hips. So she probably can't really handle a bigger dick. So, FYI.
And she's so loose, you know. She is
too.
A porn star.
You know, no, she's retired. She's out of it.
So, that shit doesn't grow back normally.
You can throw a stitch in there. Get rid of that. A episiotomy.
A stitch in there, yeah. Have it re-virginized or whatever.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what she probably needs.
I don't
that's
even know.
Nothing's coming out of, like, nothing melon size.
I'll give it to her.
Well, that's like those...
who are we talking about? I'm sorry, I dropped off there.
Some porn star.
Asia Carrera.
Oh, Asia Carrera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Is she?
There's her website, Icono. She, you know, she's 5'8".
So,
5'8".
I'm
sorry,
5'2".
I had myself muted. I told you she was petite. She's got a small vagina. So that's why she had, like, smaller dicks, so... Oh God.
Oh my God, that hurt me.
Hey, we gotta take a call here. Let me go to the 111. What's up? Go ahead, 111, you're on the air.
Shut up, bitch, shut up, I'm listening.
Really dirty.
This is the Vince and the Bay Show.
Vince and the Yeah. Or Yay.
And that
whatever.
Is not Vince and the Bay, ladies and gentlemen. That is, you know why he's not doing his own damn show tonight. I don't know why. But he's here, as always.
Who's he talking about?
You.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, see, y'all are Patriot Gregging right now, so I couldn't really hear what you were saying, Nature Boy. I'm not doing my show. I never
Patriot
do my show.
Greg.
I never do my show on Sunday nights. So.
What did you say, Patriot Greg? Are you calling me Patriot Greg? Is that what you're doing? Is that who you think I am?
Patriot Greg.
Patriots.
Luke, Patriots. I am your father.
That's what you sound like. I can't understand anything you're saying. Sorry.
Shut up.
It's Skype. It's my Skype connection. I can't. It's not you. It's my Skype connection. I can't understand you.
Well, you need a
Patriot
new computer.
Greg.
You need a new computer. That's what you need.
It's not the computer. It's the Skype connection.
Well, you need a new
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Now you're fine.
Icono, it's so much porn that you've downloaded on your computer. That's what it is.
It's so much porn downloaded
Moxie,
in my computer.
You would know, wouldn't
yeah.
you, Moxie? Moxie
no.
would know she has her huge collection of Debbie Daly porn.
Who's Moxie?
That's not Moxie, you person.
Who is that? Who is that? Who's the new scoundrel on the line now? Is this Callie?
I'm not
Callie.
Who is it? Is Callie. It Callie?
Yes.
Callie? What part of Callie are you? Did I hear you say Modesto? Did
no.
you say Modesto? Did you say the 209?
Modesto. San Jose.
Oh, you're in San Jose? You need to go up to East Oakland, nigga. What?
What the fuck?
East Oakland, nigga.
He's showing his true colors. Right there.
I see your true colors.
Yeah, you need to go up there to East Oakland. They got some good weed up there in East Oakland. All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Wonder of the Today Show. This is the Debbie Daly Show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Debbie Daly. Our great and powerful president.
We're on the network.
Yes, that's right. She's not here tonight.
The American Badass, here with you from Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk.
That's
and
right,
I appreciate
Debbie,
all those wonderful, positive remarks on my new my YouTube video. Yeah, I made a YouTube video when I was at the Chickasaw Nation.
Right,
you know, I am 1/8.
What? Keep going. Debbie.
Vic, would you get the network started?
Yeah, we're up. We're live. Vic knows.
We're on the network.
Rick,
did you take a lot of Viagra? We are live. Shut up. We are on the network.
Did you take a lot of...
These men don't know how to go out, get laid, and have a good time and smoke
a... Hey, there, sir, you have a red card. You are not
a hot
allowed.
Mess.
Vic, did you get the network started? Vic got the network started.
Yes, the network
started.
Is up and running. This
I'm
is
so
a no negativity network, ladies and gentlemen.
He's my little old dreamboat. Your dreamboat is failing. That's an old Three Stitches line. All right. I am Debbie, and I am back.
No, that is Moxie making fun of you, Debbie. And she's horrible. She comes nowhere close to you, Debbie.
Hatred, Greg.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate,
yes.
How many Viagra did it take you to get the network up?
The Debbie Daly Network, ladies and gentlemen. DebbieDaly.com. And don't pay attention to Moxie and her cheap little... Everything she does is cheap.
Where is Moxie?
She is dead. She's gone. They banned her off of Block Talk Radio once and for all. All right, we'll be back. This is the Debbie Daly. This is the Debbie Daly, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
Like them to be the
Debbie.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, everybody. Vince of the Bay, back here with Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, and your girl, Kelly. We've got about 10 minutes to go here. If anybody wants to join us, we got plenty of room. The number is 347-826-7667. Big thanks to Nature Boy for coming through. And,
woo!
Yeah, you gotta love it. Apparently he's, I guess he kind of feels lonely since the Debbie Daly Network is not up right now. But whatever. I apologize, Icono, that you had to put up with that guy. I know he's a, I know he's homophobic, and that's fine.
What did he say? I didn't hear what he was saying.
What was he saying?
Yeah, was he saying, like, bad things to me? Because I couldn't hear him.
No.
He was just being kind of snooty towards you. This wasn't being very nice. I think he's homophobic. I really do. I think he's revealed that side of himself before, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll
kick
his ass.
Girl, I don't need you to help me kick somebody's ass.
Well, she you don't understand. She can, like, try him. She can destroy him with one of her boobs.
she can lure him in with her boobs, and then she can, like, push them together.
Like a tractor beam, yeah.
Yeah, like a Venus flytrap.
OMG. I don't know what you're talking about. They're not that big.
They're pretty nice.
They're huge. They're nice.
They're not.
Big.
No.
They're nice.
No.
They're big, nice ones.
He would know better than me, though.
Iconoclast and I have the same taste in movies, I think. Like big ones. I do too. Bigger's better.
If I were a straight
big
guy.
Male. That's how I say the bigger
if I were
the better.
Straight,
although there is
handfuls away.
Right?
There are more than a handful.
Then you're a waste. Well, you're a waste.
My goodness.
Hey, Ken, you've got hands, you've got a mouth, you've got feet, you've got a neck. I mean, you can do lots of things. Come on.
A face.
I mean,
for real? That's
she's
weird.
She's not a waste. Her boobs are wasteful.
I know that's what you're saying. I'm saying you've got all these other parts of your body that you can use to enjoy her breasts.
I'm not a big boobie fan. I'm not into boobs, really.
What do you like, asses then or something?
Eyes.
Oh, that's sweet. You like to look into somebody's soul. That's good.
I love
that's
eyes.
Bullshit.
No, I'm serious.
She's serious, yeah.
How many times have we heard that? Come on.
I'm serious. If they got killer eyes, I don't care what they look like.
Yeah, my eyes have lured a few guys away. Yeah, I know. I get that. I get that a lot. I get that.
Well, this is me. I might come off, you know, what's the word, like selfish or whatever. But why would you want to wake up next to someone like that's not cute? Like.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to do that, Callie. Most people will want.
But he was like, I don't care what they look like. I just love their eyes. Come on.
Oh no. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's just saying that that's his favorite part. He can, like, look into their eyes and see their soul and all that good stuff. I don't know. How mushy and sweet.
Eyes and brain. Everything
you know,
else goes downhill.
Brains are one of the sexiest things to me in a guy because you're right. Yeah, everything else goes to hell eventually. So you're right. I agree with that.
Things start sagging.
Mm-hmm.
I like when someone's passionate and like has goals, like is determined.
Ambitious.
Like the pot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I'm the same way. Because I'm like that, and I don't want somebody who's just going to sit in their ass and like, well, you can take care of everything, and you know you can pay for all the bills and all that shit. I'm like, fuck that. You're going to get up your ass, get off your ass and get a job, bitch. You know?
Oh, my God. I was talking to this guy or whatever, and I could invite him to come with my brother because it was my brother's birthday, and he's like, oh, I don't have any money. I'm like, okay, we'll talk to you like later on the week. I'm going to go hang out with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Dude came anyways, and he like ordered something, and he, after like we all got our checks or whatever, because we all did separate checks, he's like, oh, shit, I have no money.
Oh, my God, that's happened to me before, yes.
What do you do? Like, what
well,
did you do?
It happened to me once, and I was probably, I don't know, I was like 23, and this guy, we went on this date. We'd planned the date for like, I don't know, a week or two, and we went out to eat, and I was like 20 and didn't have a lot of money, but I wasn't, you know, apparently had more than he did. But anyway, we went to like some, I don't know, it wasn't like a fast food, but it was like a sit-down fast food or whatever. And we went to the line. You get your food in the line or whatever. We get to the end of the line, and the lady's ringing me up, and she said, he goes, oh, don't forget mine. I'm like, I'm not paying for your meal. I just met you. And he's like, I don't have any money. I'm like, that's not my problem. And so I was like, you know, you can either pay for your meal or I'm leaving. So he's like, well, I don't have any money. I was like, you expected me to pay for your meal the whole time, didn't you? Well, yeah. I'm like, well, why? He's like, well, because I don't have any money. I don't have any money. I'm like, that's not my fucking problem. So I left. I left him there.
Oh,
by himself.
Shit.
Because, I mean, I just think that's rude. Just so rude. I mean, the guy that did that to you, that's really rude, too. That's just shitty.
He didn't play it right. He didn't play it right. He should have just got up and said, hey, I can go into the bathroom. I'll be back in a little bit and then never come back.
Are you saying that's what I should have done?
No, that's what he should have done.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work out. I was like, oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
Guys can be assholes. Trust me. I know guys inside and out. No pun intended. I know guys inside and out. Okay. And I have to tell you, because, you know, I am a gay guy. I'm a gay man. And I'm a man. That's two different things. So I just know men. I know them. And so I know how guys can be. I'd hate to be a woman. I'd hate to be a woman. Women really have it shitty because most guys are fucking assholes. Just got to tell you that. Most guys really are.
Yep.
So, gay,
and I
straight.
Admit that I am one.
What's that?
I admit that I am one.
I don't think you're an asshole. I don't know if you are, but you don't sound like you are. If somebody who likes to look in somebody's eyes, if you really mean that, you're probably not an asshole.
Then why did I tell my ex one morning after she told me that she was unwilling to work on things after we had been through counseling and I had changed my ways?
Yeah.
And she said that she was unwilling to work on things. I told her, when she said no, I said, well, it's probably best you leave.
Oh, wow.
That's not an asshole. She was your ex, right?
Well, she's an ex for a reason.
I mean, she was an ex when you said that or after
no.
You said that? Oh, I see.
I said it while we was together. Well,
so right what?
Well,
if you tried to work on things and she wasn't willing to work on things, what else can you do?
I don't know.
That doesn't make you an asshole. I mean,
it
not
makes
my,
you a stronger person.
Right, not my book. I've done that before.
Makes me single.
Yeah, but sometimes being single is better than being in a bad relationship. At least in my book, I would think so.
I got to put up with her for another 13 years.
Because
so.
Of your kids?
Yes, because of my beautiful daughter that I wouldn't change for the world.
See, you had a rose have it so easy. You want to have a kid. Oops, we had a kid. Oops, just fell out. Didn't know I was going to have one, but there it was. You know, it's so easy for y'all. We have to plan and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to have a child. So,
yeah,
I'll have your babies.
What?
I'll have your babies.
Oh, my God, thank you. That's so sweet of you.
I'll have your babies, and then you guys can raise them.
It's totally so easy.
That sounds fair.
3 years. 3 years of unprotected.
Oh, really? Took 3 years?
And then the last time, the very last time.
Maybe she had an overly aggressive vagina.
I don't know. It was the last time we ever did anything.
It just gave up after a while. It said, fine. Fine. Somebody's smoking.
That'd be me. That's probably why I'm single.
How long have you been single, anyway?
God, daughter's 5. It'll be 6 years in May.
Wow. That sucks.
Hey, guys. Hate to break up the party, but I want to remind everybody, this is your Saturday night party, sexy time. We've got about a minute left to go here. I want to acknowledge all my live listeners who I'm going to be signing off with now. Especially the lovely, the beautiful Angel, Blue Goose, Desert Rose, Guest 74, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Moxie. Moxie, we missed you, honey. I guess we had too much. We have Moxie overload last night, apparently, because she didn't even show up tonight. But she was in the chat room hanging out listening, I guess. I hope you're having sweet dreams now, sister. PD of LA, thank you for coming through. Nature Boy. Pegasus 031475. We have Angel on the line. All right, Angel, sit tight, sister. I'll bring you on in just a second. I want to say goodbye to Space Poet and your girl, Callie. And let's bring on Angel. What's going on, Angel?
Hi.
How you doing, sister?
I'm calling. I'm kind of tired. I thought I'd call in and say hi. Huh?
Oh, hey.
Hey, Angel.
You sound like you're in bed. You want me to tuck you in?
I am. Yeah. I sound dead to you. Sound dead?
You sound tired.
I am tired. It's 4 o'clock in the morning here.
Yeah.
You keep me up late, these late nights.
I know.
Passionate nights are killing me.
Well, if you want to stay up for another hour and a half, I can be there in an hour and a half.
Okay, I'll wait for you. It's tough at my age, you know, I'm 55.
Oh, 55, stay alive.
I'm trying to.
You know what? We have one more person that jumped into the call right before we hit the overtime. Let's see. Oh my God, I'm crossing my fingers, but I'm pretty sure I know who this is. Nature Boy, is that you? Nature Boy.
Yes, there's the share.
Yeah, the sheriff, right, whatever. What's on your mind, dude?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, wish you the best of luck when your show gets canned after tomorrow night. Any word yet on what your new show's going to be about?
Your mom.
Well, you know, that's not going to be as popular as that great Debbie Daly. Debbie Daly, yes, she is so great, Vince. She is so much of a better show than you, by the way. She
Anyway, Debbie Daly's leaving Blog Talk. She can't afford to stay on.
Debbie Daly will be here on Blog Talk Radio.
I call
prostitution
bullshit.
Her prostitution doesn't
Blog
pay enough
Talk,
for
Moxie.
The month.
Now, Moxie, yeah, Moxie, I want... to ask you, what's with this Moxie Crew website you've got going on, huh?
Oh, my God. Debbie was on tonight talking about how her cell phone is bugged. Yeah, you talk about over the edge.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wait, is Icono and Callie still on, or did they hang up?
Yeah. I'm still here.
Everybody's still here.
Hey.
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 I didn't realize Icono was so good looking. Did you see his pictures?
Oh, my God, yes.
He is beautiful.
Thank you.
I was like, I'm going to kidnap him and make him my gay man.
Oh, girl. Not if I get to Texas first.
I'm going for the Super Bowl, so he's all mine. I'm sorry.
That's true.
You don't like me? You don't like my stainless steel finish?
Yes. I love you. I love you. Be quiet. I'm talking to him.
Get a girl. Can we
You're
share him?
My ex.
I'm very selfish. I can't share. I love having my gay men.
I don't like to share either, but I definitely...
Okay, I'll let you borrow him on Sundays, but return him... make sure he's very clean when you return him, okay?
You all are the nastiest skanks I've ever heard in my life. Will you shut up? Shut your mouth.
Have you seen Icono's new picture?
The Nature Boy Naughty Nation, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The Nature Boy Naughty Nation, where we invite all girls of any race, size, or creed. Woo! So come and ride Space Mountain and get down and dirty with the
Nature
Boy.
You never told me, how many Viagra do you take to get up the network?
What? How many Viagra does it take to get up the network?
Yeah.
Well, just asked your mama how much food stamps it took to pay for your education, and that'll give you the answer.
How's the cauliflower here?
I've never been on, food stamps or welfare. Work my way. I'm not like your mom.
You're a liar. You got on an outfit right now from the Goodwill. Come on now.
I guess the Old Navy is the Goodwill these days. And
the Old Navy, you might as well go shop at Goodwill buying clothes from there. Come on. Get with it.
Okay. Where do you shop at? Yard sales?
There's several places I shop, but I like
Kmart,
Walmart.
What did you say about the Walmart?
Oh,
Walmart, Kmart,
God,
Big Lots,
Big Lots,
Big
Marshalls.
Home Depot doesn't sell clothes.
Home Depot sells just the right clothing for your mother.
Okay. That makes no sense.
It's horse size, ladies and gentlemen.
You're an idiot.
What else do you got to say? What else?
What else do you have to say? You're an idiot.
You are an inbred.
I have something else to say.
What do you have to say?
That he could
get
fuck
more,
up
give
wet
us
dream.
The traffic on the 8th. That's about all you need to say there, fat boy.
I'm a troll and a liar.
You're a little on the chunky side there, Kenmore.
I am.
Kenmore, you sound like a damn. You sound like a damn auto car salesman, huh?
Auto car salesman.
Yes, Kenmore, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
Come down to Kenmore's Auto Park.
I guess that's better. What would be worse?
Fucking up
what
a wet dream.
Worse?
Hey, look. Hey, Angel, I apologize for the Nature Boy. You know, the one time he called to my show and this idiot.
Douchebag, D-bag, retard.
Your moron producer picked up and wouldn't hang up on him is what it is.
Yeah, my apologies,
that's
Angel.
That's okay. I find him kind of amusing sometimes.
I do too. That's why you think I have him on my show all the time.
Yeah.
Although I don't know.
Stupidity amuses me sometimes.
Yeah, me too. But I don't know if you kept up
with Nature Boy Debbie Daly's boyfriend.
No, he's just Nestor Payne.
Kind of like her little lap dog, sort of.
Oh, I see.
But she calls him the sheriff, though. And then let's get it from the sheriff's mouth. What is your title over there at the Debbie Daly Network exactly, Nature Boy?
I am the CEO of the Deadly Debbie Network. Yes.
The Daily Debbie Vagina?
Did you say the Deadly Debbie Network?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I said the Debbie
Daily
Debbie?
Is that what he said? Dudley
Debbie?
No,
I think he said Dunkin'
Daily.
Donuts.
Daily Debbie.
I think he said Dunkin'
Daily.
Donuts, yeah.
Daily Debbie, shut up.
Dicks.
Shut up. Don't make fun of my pizza tennis.
I could have sworn he said Dudley Debbie Vagina.
That's what I heard, Angel. That's what I heard.
Hey, sure.
Dudley. Or maybe it was Debbie's Dudley.
Or maybe it was Daily Debbie Network. You cut.
Dingleberry right. Network. Hey, Sheriff, what are you doing about her phone fee?
You don't, you don't disrespect Daily Debbie. Now, you have a writ card, mister.
We're not disrespecting Daily Debbie. We're talking about
you are disrespecting her, and you need to show kindness.
Hey,
where is your love?
You
where,
shut up.
Vince,
we're talking
Vince in the
about
Bay was a man who talked about
Dudley
love.
Vagina.
But he doesn't
you
talk about
up.
Love anymore.
You shut up. You shut up. We're talking about Debbie's Dudley Vagina. You shut up.
Yeah, you're over here and her phone's getting tapped. You're really a good sheriff.
Vince, you, how dare you allow this bashing on your show? Of such a great woman. Such a prominent woman. My friend the president of the Daily Debbie Network.
How dare you,
okay.
How dare you call our show
Debbie Daily,
Nature
ladies
Boy.
And gentlemen.
Van.
Nature
yes.
Boy.
The Daily Debbie Vagina.
Van.
Nature Boy. How dare you
we
call
on the
our
network?
Show talking about Debbie Vagina.
We're on the network.
Yes. Thank you very much, Debbie. And she is not here tonight. God bless her. She wasn't feeling well tonight. But
you know,
I am here in her stead. I am here to defend her honor. To defend the honor.
God bless you, Nature Boy. God bless you. But how dare you call our show?
God bless you too there, sister. May the grace of God shine upon your face.
I think Rick is sad because he's not tapping the Deadly Daily Vagina.
Yes. How dare
the
American Badass here with you from Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right,
it's a badass.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's also a fat
That's
ass.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you want me to have the Skype asshole to pay a visit to you? What you want?
Haven't you been listening to Cowpo?
Is that what you want me to do?
Haven't you been listening to Cowpo?
You want me to get them here right now?
Yes,
sure.
Bring it.
Yes,
right
I do bring it now.
Yes.
You want them here?
Yes.
Yes.
We're on the network.
This is May. I will bring the Skype a-holes directly to you.
No, you won't.
Yes, bring it.
Yes. Bring it.
You're scared.
I will bring with me the LOC.
You're
all
talk.
Of its flourish. Yes.
You're all talk.
What? I'm all what?
You're
I am
all
pretty
talk.
Hot. Thank you. Thank you. I am pretty hot.
How's the cauliflower?
Yeah.
Here?
That's right,
for some reason, I think Nature Boy looks like
I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my pants, too sexy for Vince and the Bay. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am taking over the overtime show tonight. This is Vince in the Debbie Daily Network, ladies and gentlemen. We are live on the network, and we are live here on blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Can I say it again? Vince in the Bay. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Barry!
Will you please keep it now, sir? We're in the production here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to show respect to Debbie Daly, then you
Rick,
need
why are you leaving?
To do it.
Don't leave
Callie,
don't
I want you to say something nice about Debbie Daly right now.
I'm starting to think that Nature Boy is Debbie's vagina.
I think so, too. And
whoever's
I can smell all the way up from my ears.
That was not nice.
Somebody
said
vagina.
I think you have something nice to say. Kenmore, what about you? Let's hear you say something nice about Debbie Daly.
Whoever's blowing on her vagina needs to quit making it talk.
Hey, that's not respectful. Next.
Somebody needs
to say something
JJ.
Nice about Debbie Daly. She is great. She is fabulous, ladies and gentlemen. She deserves your respect. That's right. I am here speaking up on her behalf. I am sick and tired of everyone out there on Blog Talk Radio disrespecting our great president, Daily Debbie. And you are going to show respect to her. Whether it's here on Vince of the Bay, whether it's over on Bill Wagner or Larry O'Connor, no matter where it is, you will respect Debbie Daly.
She's
no more trash talking Debbie Daly. Or you will
She's
answer to me. You will answer to me.
She's a hack.
Sheriff, I will hunt you down and I will lock you up.
Oh, shut
That's
up
right.
already. Shut up.
Hey, you shut
your
up,
voice.
You bimbo.
You
shut,
shut
up.
You shut
this
up.
This is the Debbie Daly Network.
Let me help you. 502 Cleveland Street, Fallon, Nevada.
Oh,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, that is his address. And the address to the Debbie Daly Network, if you want it, ladies and gentlemen. 222 Center Street.
The Debbie Daly Vagina Network.
Hey. I am sick and tired of you with all of this. You understand me?
You're the
shut
one
up.
Who started it.
Shut
with
up, Debbie's vagina.
Hey, shut up. You will
shut
show
up.
Respect to Debbie Daly.
The
now,
Daily Deadly Vagina
let's
Network.
Let's talk about love, ladies and gentlemen. There is not enough love here on Blog Talk Radio. No, there isn't. We've got Bill Wagner who needs to be baptized, which... That brings me to a big announcement. Tomorrow night on the Debbie Daly Show, we will have
the Daily
Bill Wagner
Vagina Show.
Baptism, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Bill Wagner
the Deadly
is going to
Daily Vagina Show.
Tomorrow night.
The
on the
Deadly
Daily Show.
Daily,
how about it? We're going to be there live.
The Deadly
Flair,
Daily Vagina
the
Show.
The Nature Boy is going to be
the
our
dead,
special
the
anchor.
Deadly
He'll
Daily
be covering
Vagina
the baptism
show.
Live on CNN.
Deadly Daily
MSNBC,
Vagina Show.
So if you want to smell
Deadly.
Tuna, be sure to
That's
tune
right,
in.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Wagner's baptism. Also, Vince in the Bay comes out the closet, ladies and gentlemen. That's all tomorrow night. Ric Flair is going to be covering those
you
stories.
You fruity
much,
fruit
much
bowl.
More.
I think Nature Boy wants Vince's
and also,
big peanut.
We're
oh,
talking.
My God.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Wagner
See,
will
he
be
said,
baptized.
That's right. I said Nature Boy.
That's right. We're going to help Bill Wagner
penis,
find
he
his
said, yes,
path
that's
to
right.
the light. We're also
you just admitted to wanting my lover's big penis,
that
and you can't
shut
have
up.
It.
Will you go stuff a burrito
shut
in
up.
Your
oh
mouth?
My
shut up.
God.
Go stuff
shut
a burrito
up.
In your mouth and shut up for five
shut
seconds.
Up. Shut up. Shut up.
Why don't you shub?
Shut up, Debbie's vajayjay. Shut up.
Quit blowing on it.
The
there
Daily
and,
Deadly
and tomorrow
vajayjay.
On, tomorrow on the Debbie Daily Network, Debbie's vajayjay gets all wet.
The Deadly Daily Vagina. You know.
Oh. Wow. Maybe the vagina closed.
No wonder why I can't smell it anymore.
The sound of silence.
Is Icono here?
Is anybody here?
So what
no, it's
am
just
I wearing?
You and I, ladies.
Oh, shit.
What am I wearing?
Oh, yeah, Kent's here, too. Kent's here, I forgot. He doesn't count, though. It's like he's not even there. I mean, you don't even, after a while, you don't even realize that he's hovering over and watching you naked. It's fine.
So.
Vinny.
Hey.
There's a site where you should, I'll send it to you on Twitter or Facebook, where you can make,
okay,
like, your own show promotional items, like water bottles and stuff like that. I sent it to Ronnie.
Oh.
And I'm going to do it for the reality show, and I'm going to do it for the just for me.
You mean your annoying voice is going to be on a reality show?
You idiot.
Really?
I work for a radio station.
Really? Are you already on a reality show?
Yes.
Well, wonder why it's not getting any damn ratings. They need to can the damn show. You have the most annoying voice in the world. Are you kidding me? Will
you
shut up? Shut
you need
the
to...
hell up already.
You need to shove a cock in your mouth so you shut the fuck
There's
up.
There's nothing
seriously
worse than a bunch of California girls who just run their damn mouth 24 hours a day.
I'm not from California.
Day.
I'm from New
Wherever
York.
Wherever you're from, shut up.
I'm from New York.
Hell,
you have a
will you please shut
no
your trap?
I don't want
your
to.
Hole.
Why?
Shut up.
The Daily Deadly Vagina Network?
I'd
what
rather listen to a Debbie Daily Marathon than to listen to you for
no,
another 5 minutes.
No,
you're making my eardrum
bleed. Hold on, yo.
Shut up.
Hold on. You're saying that you don't even like to listen to Daily Debbie. You're saying that she's really, really bad. Because if you're comparing her to me, that means that she's horrible. Oh, my God. Did we
well,
just
what
get
does
a
that
confession
mean for you, then?
We just
if
got
she's
a
horrible,
confession.
If she's horrible, what does that mean for you?
That I'm the greatest blog
no,
talk radio host on here.
Praise. Shut up.
Oh. But you just admitted, breaking news, everyone, breaking news. The vagina speaks and says how bad the Daily Debbie Network is. Breaking news right here on Vince in the Bay. I knew I'd get some freaking breaking news, some shit.
There you go. All right, hey, I lost all control of my switchboard, so I'm going to shut her down. Thanks for coming out, folks. Angel, I'm so glad you called in. It was amazing to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Callie, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
No problem. I hope I brought some entertainment with the whole little,
oh, absolutely.
You know,
you always do.
Yeah.
You're my entertainment correspondent. You always deliver.
I try.
Ken Moore, it's always a pleasure, as per usual. And who else do we have here? Oh, Nature Boy. Yeah, you're a piece of shit. All right, good night, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye.